This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. This year, Pennsylvania passed a new expungement law that broadens the existing law. This may seem meaningless to you, but for someone who's been arrested for a crime, expungement means clearing their record and knocking down barriers to finding employment or housing, even getting a line of credit or traveling abroad. Today in Norristown in Montgomery County, a clinic will shed light on expungement and another record-clearing process known as a pardon. It's presented by State Senator Daylen Leach, Lieutenant Governor Mike Stack, Secretary of Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs Gary Tennis, and Legal Aid of Southeastern Pennsylvania. Senator Leach joins me to talk about expungement and pardons. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
What have your constituents told you about what life is like with a criminal record which may or may not have resulted in a conviction?
Well, the problem with the criminal record is that, it affects almost every aspect of your life. For example, if you apply for a job, it's still legal in Pennsylvania to have a box to check if you've ever been convicted of a crime. If you check that box, often the inquiry ends in terms of giving you the job, and in some cases it's mandated to end. For example, working in public schools or working in hospitals. A number of other jobs you can't hold if you have a criminal record. It just follows you wherever you go and makes your life more difficult. And it seems unfortunate in the case of a minor crime committed a long time ago and a life well led since to continue to make it difficult for people to support their families or move their life forward.
The clinic today focuses on how to get an expungement or a pardon. What is the difference between the two?
Well, expungement is something the court can grant. There's specific statutory parameters of that. For example, you have to have 10 years without a conviction with no additional criminal charges, no current criminal charges, you're not on probation, you have to have successfully completed all the programs, and it's only available for misdemeanors and summary offenses. That covers an awful lot of crimes, whether it's, public urination or possession of a small amount of marijuana or some fight you got into 15 years ago or something like that. These are the sorts of things that we would hope we could help people get cleared off their record.
And for expunged records, once an expungement is made, apparently no one should be able to see anyone's criminal record, including a police officer, should they pull you over.
Correct.
It's gone.
Correct. And by the way, to finish answering your question, pardons can be granted for anything. And there's a variety of reasons to grant pardons, whether, again, a life well lived since the original offense, some doubt about guilt, societal change of attitude regarding a specific crime. There's a number of things that can lead to a pardon.
And once the pardon is acquired, same thing, it's just
It's even stronger. A pardon is like it never happened.
Mm. Pennsylvania's expungement law is broadening this year. How so?
Well, it used to be you had to be 70 years old to get an expungement, which made it pretty much worthless for almost everybody. Now that's no longer the case. If you stay out of trouble for 10 years after a conviction, you can petition the court. And again, it's for minor charges. So it opens up the window for a whole lot more people now.
There's even something called a sealing of records, a process by which someone's criminal record is not readily available to the general public, but say police, district attorneys, judges, state licensing boards, they can still see these records. Who would qualify for that?
Same people. It's just the court finds that they're for some reason, they want the person to be able to get a job or want the person to be able to get a student loan or whatever it is, but they feel that there's some hesitancy to grant a full expungement. They want to keep it on file in case law enforcement needs it for a particular purpose going forward.
And, Senator, expungement can take time, and so can pardons and sealings. What's someone with a criminal record or record of arrest supposed to do while they're waiting out sometimes years to clear their record?
Unfortunately, we haven't solved every problem. And the fact is that, if you have a conviction and prior to an expungement or a pardon being granted, that conviction still remains on your record and you still suffer the consequences of it. One of the things we hope to do over time is to reduce the time it takes to get these remedies.
Some people have a beef with anything that limits access to information. What about the public's right to know about an arrest history?
Well, and it's always a balancing test. The problem is the balance had gone too far in the other direction. If I have a number of crimes, serious crimes over years, that's something I think the public obviously does have a right to know about. But if I made one mistake many years ago and have lived a good life since, I think the balance would dictate that such a mistake not follow me for the rest of my life. You know, the public's right to know diminishes as the crime is less serious and as the time that the person has not committed a crime is longer.
Today's Expungement and Pardons Clinic and other clinics in Philadelphia coming up in November, they provide free legal services to people who can't afford services. How expensive, roughly, can it be to expunge one's record or to get a pardon with the help of an attorney?
Well, it depends on which attorney you hire, I suppose, but it can run, you know, from hundreds in a relatively simple manner to thousands of dollars.
Can an individual get their record expunged or get a pardon without legal counsel? How difficult is it to do that?
They can. The problem is some of the procedural rules for doing these things are a little complex, and if you don't have any legal experience, you're going to feel potentially a little lost. I would encourage anyone who's seeking these remedies who can afford an attorney to get one. It'll enable you to avoid mistakes that could elongate the process or make it so you don't get the remedy at all.
Pennsylvania State Senator Daylen Leach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Today's Expungement and Pardons Clinic takes place in Norristown at the Carver Center from noon to 4. It's only for Montgomery County residents. There will be clinics in Philadelphia on November 12th. For information about those, go to www.philadelphiabar.org.